This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, you, it's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank calls. Time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Caitlin?
Morning!
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, you. So we heard you need some revenge on your brother, Will. What's going on?
Well, okay, so my brother's an idiot.
So why is he an idiot?
Okay, so let me give you the whole story. So during all this, like, we've been really, really good. Like, our whole family's been good at social distancing. We've been really safe. So I hadn't seen my brother for months. And, like, he's really close to my daughter. And so we've both been missing him, like, a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all got tested for COVID, and then we planned a pool day at my apartment complex. So it was me, it was my brother, it was my daughter, and then there was, like, another family at the pool, too, and their kids were, you know, good friends with my daughter, so I said they could hang out, but it had to be at least 6 feet apart at the pool. So after we'd been, you know, hanging out around the pool, my brother looks at me, he's like, wait, did your daughter and your friend get their drinks in our cooler? And I was like, yeah, like, why? And he said that he brought a Capri Sun that he had filled with alcohol.
Oh, no.
Party.
I already see where this is going.
Yeah. Our pool has, like, a no-booze policy. So he thought he was going to be super smart and do this. So now we have two teenagers drinking, like, Malibu.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Wait, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And these are, like, our neighbor's kids as well. So I yell at the kids to, like, throw the drinks out. And her parents are like, what the hell is happening?
Right.
I go crazy on them. And then I have to explain to the parents, like, what happened and apologize, say that my brother's a total idiot, didn't tell me about this.
Now, wait, let's get back to your daughter and her friend sipping on these Capri Malibus. Did they just take some sips? Did they take them to the head and then they didn't want to say anything, or?
I mean, they hadn't had that much.
Okay.
But still, it's
the
not.
Point of, yeah. Oh,
right.
My God.
No, that's terrible. I am so sorry that that happened. That should never have. I can't even believe that they sipped on Capri Malibu.
And the fact that my brother didn't even think to, like, tell me about this.
Right. At least give you the heads up, knowing that there's kids around. Hey, by the way, these Capri Suns, I kind of spiked them. They're for me and you.
Right.
Don't let the kids have these.
Yes. So I'm explaining to the parents and, like, apologizing. And he runs to the bathroom for the entire time and is gone.
What a coward. He couldn't even face the crowd.
Yeah. And the family left, and I'm just waiting for my apartment complex to, like,
evict you.
I hope
at
not.
At this point, if I'm part of the HOA, the HOA, I'm like, yeah, let's see.
You got the GOA.
Super, okay. All right. Well, before you become homeless, how do we get back at your brother?
Well, I was thinking that Nacho could call and pretend that you're a lawyer and, like, representative of the kids that were there. Say that you're calling to do my brother for child endangerment. I just want to scare
to
him.
To do your brother?
To sue.
Sue.
Oh.
To sue.
Yeah, yeah.
Sue. That would be your department, Anish.
Wow. Like,
let's transfer him to the new department.
Anish is lonely.
It's me.
Okay. No, I love this. So I'm a lawyer for the other family wanting to sue your brother.
Yeah.
Got you. By the way, this whole Capri Sun, that's a good idea.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not mad at it, but there should have been a warning.
Right. I just need your brother's number, and we'll ruin his morning, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on right there, Kaylin. Oh, my God, I'm going to love this one. All right, your favorite prank call's up next. Morning Mess. Morning Mess, in the middle of Nacho's Revenge, your favorite prank calls. I can't wait to do this one. We talked to Caitlin. Child endangerment is what we're dealing with this morning. So Caitlin hadn't seen her brother in a while. And they invited him over to the apartment complex with her and her niece to do some swimming. Niece is about 13, so they've been kind of, you know, they've done the COVID testing, and they haven't seen Uncle Will in a while. He came over. Well, he knows that the complex has some strict rules, so he decided to put some Malibu into some of the Capri Suns. Now, Uncle Willie forgot to mention this to his sister and his niece. Well, his niece and a friend at the pool started sipping on these Capri Suns.
Nope.
So by that time, it was a little too late, Caitlin.
Yeah, it sure was.
She wasn't drunk or anything, but she had a few sips. Her and her friend had a few sips of these Malibu Capris.
I think they just thought they could get away with it, you know?
And then the awkward part was, like, obviously you got to tell this girl's parents, and then your brother ran to the bathroom and left you to do that alone.
God.
Yeah, and it wasn't even allowed by the pool anyways.
Yeah, what a coward, bro.
Seriously.
All right, so you had the idea that I'm going to call as an attorney on the behalf of this other family wanting to sue your brother.
Yep.
This is perfect.
Yeah, this is situation.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go, y'all.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Will, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Nacho Chavez, Nacho with two O's, top attorney from, you did what? A law firm? So listen, I'm calling to inform you of the case being brought against you and your estate, please.
Do what now?
What?
Did you say something about the case, or what'd you say now?
Yeah, see, I've been informed that you've been providing alcohol to underage kids.
What?
Yes.
What is this about?
Well, the parents of Lizzie... they allege with proof that you provided a sneaky cocktail, aka a snocktail, inside a Capri Sun to their daughter. Remember that?
Oh, that was just a silly misunderstanding. There was nothing. You say you're a lawyer?
Yes. Remember that when I said that?
Okay. Yeah, no, that was just a...
Sir, you will have your day in court, but as of right now, I'm simply here to gather your statement. So?
My statement is that it was just a silly accident. If anything, they took my property out of the cooler and started drinking the Capri Suns.
Are you trying to say that it is their fault?
I mean, pretty much. I didn't give them permission to get stuff on my cooler.
Well, do you have proof of these, Wheelie?
No, I mean, it's just hearsay. You can ask everybody that was there.
Yes, I'm here, so say that you're guilty.
I don't understand what's...
So you have proof that they stole this from you, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have conclusive evidence.
Okay, well, this changes things, Wheelie.
They really hired a lawyer.
Yes, but this changes everything. If you have proof on them, this is what I'm going to do. I have a proposition for you, okay, Willie?
It's Will.
Will E. What's the E stand
thanks.
For?
Huh?
What? Okay, anyways. So listen, Will E. If you can double my price, I will turn the tables on this case and represent you instead
what
of them.
The if I can double your price?
Yes.
Do you think that is, I don't know, against the law?
No, it's not. But I am sneaky. Sneaky like you, so pass me a snocktail, am I right? I can make this work for the right place, William.
You are out of your gourd, bro.
Yes.
Like, anybody that's watched an episode of Law and Order knows that you can't...
What? Are you talking? Listen, I am the top of attorney of... You did what? Law firm.
Really,
you will never lose, what?
You... Listen, I don't know whatever you're doing. It's hilarious. It's been a good time. Thank you for calling
Wait,
me.
You're right. Fine. I won't double. Just give me $500 more and we'll call it a
deal.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. So it's a deal?
No!
You just said yes!
There's no deal. You're a psychopath.
Okay, $300 more, and then that's it.
Oh, okay. How about no $100?
Well, how much is that?
That's 0.20 after
that. That does not make sense, William. Now, listen, okay, fine.
No, what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, my final offer, okay, $1,000 more, and I'll be your lawyer for life.
$1,000.
And I'll provide
okay.
the snock tails when we meet.
Wow, dude, you're... you need to call somebody else.
I am not yet.
Do you have a license?
License? No, sir. Don't be silly. I only have a learner's permit. Remember
oh
that?
My God.
I'm practicing. Come on, let's make
permit.
This deal. Let's go.
Listen here, you. You are out of your mind.
What?
If you think that I'm going to give you any money.
Yes.
If you think.
Remember that?
What? What is who is this?
Who's there with you? Who's laughing
is
at me?
Nacho?
Who's that?
Nacho Libre,
who's there with you? Is that Caitlin? Caitlin, you little b- You told me that you were siding with me.
Did you say Kaylin?
Will, yes.
Who the f*** is
Yeah, your sister is on the line. She put us up to this. You're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, Willie. Like, you could really, like, for the lawyer.
Remember that.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.